evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7:26, Friday night live show. It's the year of 2019, okay? And I'm going to tell you what. It was quite interesting this morning. I was looking at the Mimic. I've talked to you about this before. And if you don't get it, then you need to look it up and start to watch it and to pay attention to it several times a day. Now, what I'm going to tell you is that I've always said is that you can see things on here that you're not officially supposed to see, but you can see them. You can see weather warfare weapons. You can see electromagnetic weapons being used. And I'm telling you right now, if you're to go to it and go to tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, and then you click on that and you look for Mimic TPW2M. And then if you go in and you'll look at it, there'll say color scale, layer, domain, time span, animation. For color scale, you want to go with the NRL color scale. For layer, okay, you want the TPW layer. That's the all the layers. For domain, I'm telling you, click on the Alaskan region one right now, and you will see something. For time span, just go to the 24 hours. And animation, you want the HTML5, okay? But I'm saying this to you right now. I'm looking at it right now, and so this would be within the last 24 hours. It's an animation, and I'm going to tell you what. They're shooting back and forth, all kind of stuff. Over the pole, and it, now that I've talked about it, it is less than it was 5 minutes ago. So let me tell you something. Just keep watching this stuff, because now it's shooting back over the pole. There are electromagnetic energy constructs. I'm telling you right now that you'll see pink, sometimes big white things, but you'll see pink. Like pushers or rectangular shapes that are being used. Earlier this morning, let me just tell you what I saw. I was looking at the European domain, which you can go down on the little arrow for domain. You can click European, North Atlantic, Con US, Alaska region, North America. I usually look at. But let's just look here at Europe and see what I'm seeing now, okay? Because this morning, oh, yes, Europe is, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Now, this morning, if you'll look at the European domain, this morning I saw coming over the pole and the top of Greenland there, over the pole, I saw coming was a triangular-shaped craft. It would have been a very large one. I sent that to Brother Quayle and to a few other people that I email back and forth with to alert them to it. This morning I sent that at about 10:18 a.m. Eastern time. I then was kept watching it, and it was a triangular craft. And what I can tell you is the reason it showed up, and if you know anything about what Brother Quayle has talked about, or Admiral Byrd talked about, like Brother Quayle in the Empire Beneath the Ice book, Empire Beneath the Ice by Steve Quayle. If you know about that, then you also know about the possibility of a hollow earth. But even if it isn't hollow earth, they could use the poles as an area where not that many people are watching, let's say, and they could pop in and out of a hyperspace or out of a different dimension, or when they come, traveling, and they fold space-time in these craft and put, using the drives they use, the plasma type drives, it creates an energy field around it. But then they can also use a cloaking device. If they're using a cloaking device, then it might show up here on our old Mimic TPW. So I saw this craft coming in and going into the north part of Greenland, and then not long after that, I called Brother Quayle this morning. I said, did you see what I sent you? He said, "My lands, yes, I do see it, and I agree with what you're talking about." And he said, "Upcoming in Branson, there's going to be a release of some information about a new types of telescopic ability that they can see these UFOs and different things in space from a long distance." And Brother Quayle is going to have a presentation to be done by somebody that may be the actual inventor of it or somebody that works directly for him. That's coming up at Branson. So if you don't have the tickets, or if you can get them still and you want to go, then go to stevequayle.com, look up his Branson Alien, Answering the Alien Question, the big production that'll be down in Branson, Missouri in September, and then either order up some tickets or go ahead and pre-order the DVDs of that programming, which will be for several days and all kind of top speakers, including Brother Quayle. But you could go on that site, look at it, and see what's going on. But go ahead and order it. Then you're going to get the free book, I believe, with it. When you pre-order, you're going to get Terminated, The End of Man is Near. Stephen Quayle, that Terminated book. But anyway, back to the European Mimic TPW version 2M, okay? So I was talking to Brother Quayle, and this was about at 10:50 a.m. or 10:48, 10:50 a.m. Eastern. So about 40 minutes later, and I noticed that the triangular craft started to, it did not appear anymore. Okay? So then what was interesting is, I said, "Well, Steve, the thing is disappearing right in front of our eyes." I said, "That's typical when we start to talk about something like that." So then, not long after that, I talked to Steve for a little bit longer, and then I hung up, and then I started noticing that somewhere from probably Russia, somewhere in Russia, or off the coast of Russia, in the north there, somebody started shooting electromagnetic beam into Greenland. And it's still there as I'm speaking right now at, 7:08 p.m. Eastern. Mimic TPW, University of Wisconsin, WISC.edu, tropic.ssec. Okay? And I'm sitting there looking at it, and it's shooting right out of that. And then one of my old buddies, one of the old Navy boys, Mr. C.W., sent me a thing, and he said, "Hey, I'll bet you that's coming out of the Russian base there, near Murmansk." He said, "It looks like it's coming out of Murmansk in the Bering Sea, or the Barents, B-A-R-E-N-T-S, Barents Sea, either from a ship or a sub or from a ground station on the south coast of the Barents near Murmansk." And I concur with that, brother. I concur with what you're talking about. And he did say, he said, "Hawk," he said, "I do see what you're talking about, you know." And he says, "Now it's firing off from the Barents Sea, probably the ground station, south coast of Barents Sea near Murmansk, and it's still firing." And then as I watched this later this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even go to bed early this morning. I stayed up at night, you know, because I've had people come to my door, and I want to be at the ready to introduce them to my little friend, if you know what I'm saying, you know? As in a Tony Montana, if they want to introduce them to his little friend, you see? And when you have Red Chinese show up at your door at 2:30 a.m. and talking Xizhong English, but you're wearing $1,000 sport coats, and the Lord says to you, "Don't watch his eyes, watch his hands." And I looked down at his hand, and he had like a cell phone, but he was holding it like he was holding one of those 500,000-volt taser kind of portable taser deals. And then you also have to know that the Red Chinese Intelligence has working cell phones that also are working 22 long rifle pistols. One or two shots, I think probably one, maybe two, I don't know. And so I looked at that. And at that moment in time, I happened to have an old Glockenspiel. The old Glockenspiel, the old timekeeper. When you want to make them dance, you got to give them a little timekeeper to make them dance, don't you? And I said through the door to Mr. Sing Song, I said, If you don't get off my porch right now, I'm going to ventilate you through this door. Well, that guy jumped about 5 foot back and took off running down the road, down the old cul-de-sac, you know. And then he wasn't having any car trouble or any kind of problem. He had his buddy down there in the black SUV with the tinted windows, smoking a cigarette in the driver's thing with the headlights off, but the exhaust running, and I could see the cigarette. And old Mr. Jump Off My Porch went down there quick as you split, lickety split, and then talked to the guy in the driver's seat, okay? Then he ran around back behind that black SUV with the tinted windows and got in the pastures. They whirled around the old cul-de-sac, and then that boy stomped on that black SUV. By that time, I was outside, let's say behind a bush, okay? Behind some cover and concealment. Actually, I'm behind two things. I won't tell you what I was behind. And I had one of those golf clubs that would be more akin to being a driver rather than a 5-iron, okay? Rather than a 9-iron or a 4 or 5-iron, I had me a driver, all right? And I'll tell you what, I had that sucker and that SUV, that whatever it was, I think it was a Chevy or a Cadillac or whatever, one of those fancy dancy ones. Come up that hill, he must have had the supercharger kicked in or hit the nitrous button. Because I'm going to tell you, he was doing, just in a short half block, he's doing 75, 80 miles an hour over there. Well, I tracked him all the way from the beginning, all the way through the end and up somewhere else before they left. And all I know is that I had him directly in my line of sight. So when you see, when I tell you I stay up at night or do different times and sleep differently, then I'm telling you for real, okay? And if you don't understand that you cannot call the police because these kind of people own the police, then you don't get it. But it changes your life. But let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and I'm going to continue on, and I'll tell you what. If you recall what that was over, the longtime listeners will recall that the week before I'd done a program on the Lee family. On the Lee family as being an Illuminati trillionaire family in China, the richest people in the world. And also how they, in the past weeks prior to that, how they had been associated possibly or allegedly with the smoky trucks that Brother Quayle had talked about. The smoky trucks. The trucks that were picking up homeless people and bums and stuff and allegedly doing biological experiments on them. And then when they were done with them in the cages, after seeing what this thing or that drug or this biological weapon would do to these Americans of different stripes as they picked them up off the streets in the middle of the night. They had on the backside of these great big double trucks the mobile crematorium kind of a situation. And if you recall all about that, we also said that allegedly that those may have gone up into Alberta in the middle of a deal and went into lager. In other words, they circled the wagons, you see. And there was also back then where the MMV caught one of those smoky trucks leaving the country, and they dropped down on them before they crossed the Canadian border in some rural area, let's say maybe of North Dakota or something. And they put a stop to that truck on the flank, and then certain Chinese affiliates came out of the truck with firearms, etc., and they had a little bit of a war, and then the MMV, for what was told to Brother Quayle, they took over that truck and released some of the prisoners inside that had not yet been cremated in the mobile crematorium. So you see, there's a whole other side of this thing. And I'm going to tell you, without Lord Jesus, I would not be alive, because he put right into my mind, don't look at their eyes, watch his hands, okay? And that brings up a couple different items. Wherever you go now, if you possibly can, do not go unhealed. Have a firearm of some sort, maybe two, plus a knife and a conking device like a cane, you see? Because a cane is a medical device. You ever have an old football injury? You may need a little cane to support you on that knee, you know, you got the trick knee or something. Or you got a hip going out, or maybe you got lumbago arthritis or some kind of a whatever. But a cane is a medical device. They can't even take it away from you in the back of a squad car or on an airplane. You don't want the one with the metal head or the death head or nothing. No, you want just a regular cane with the hook. Because you can take a cane like that, you can reach down and pull a guy's feet out from under him, can't you? Or you can take it, walk past him, flip that thing out, grab him by the neck and put him over your shoulder and carry him where the heck you want to go. Make him say, Willy, 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 I give up. Okay, Uncle Bunko Uncle, okay? You can also thump them pretty good. It only takes what? Well, what's the pound of pressure on a collarbone? I think it's only 11 pound of pressure to break a collarbone, otherwise known, I believe, as the clavicle. Now, I'm not advocating violence unless there's a need for self-defense, you see. Well, all I know is that over the polls today, and you can still see this coming out of Russia, out of probably Murmansk, and it keeps popping, electromagnetic pulse at Greenland, because that craft disappeared probably internally into the ice or in a off the waters off Greenland, or maybe, who knows, even underneath it, you see. And that is still popping it. And then after that, all across the poles, into Canada, Russia, different places, it was like a Star Wars shootout. Electromagnetic charges and beams going this way, crisscrossing the whole nine yards. If you're not watching this, then you're not paying attention, and you're not seeing what real warfare is all about. So in terms of that, I'll tell you what. Are y'all hearing me on air? I think so. Crazy Horse is not hearing me, but I think I'm on air, no problem. So anyway, let me just read you this. This is out of Space Daily. At spacewar.com, I believe, is Space Daily. And here's the deal. U.S. Air Force seeks war game simulators for battles with laser weapons. U.S. Air Force Lab, AFRL, put out a request last week for development of a war game simulator to better explore just how well directed energy weapons and lasers and particle beams will work in battles. Well, you can watch it yourself because your own people in the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, Mighty Men and Women of Valor, who the last time some of them were out your way in the underground, they had to leave, and they took off in their helicopter, and you ran their helicopter into a mountain. But that's been back a few years ago as well. So, the MMV, thank you there, MS. Thank you very much. Thank you for the confirmation. So, the MMV, you see, already know about particle beam weapons, and so do you guys at the Air Force. You're just looking for some games people to be able to train your people from Ender's Game or from whatever you got going. And you need to get them up to speed quick. So I think what you need to do is get some of the old-timers who grew up playing Pong and Alien Invader and all the different things. And then go back and get you some of them other millennial, not millennials, but some of the X generation or whatever it was, the X or whatever, Gen X, who played Duke Nukem. They got good hand-eye coordination. And now the good ones today have it too. But you need to go ahead and just play with the actual weapons rather than work on the simulators. However, India to begin first ever simulated space war exercise. Dateline Delhi, New Delhi. Indian military plans to begin a two-day first ever simulated space warfare exercise on July 25th to draft a joint military space doctrine to secure outer space assets. Now, the Indians are already in their above top secret or already working on their own spacecraft based upon the ancient designs of the Vimanas, V-I-M-A-N-A-S, Vimanas, of which there are several different types. And there, even the diagrams and stuff have been in the past, right in their literature and in their Vedic literature, their Sanskrit literature, the Mahabharata and all the different books that are ancient from thousands of years ago, talking about it. Now, here's what the Indians have to say, quote unquote, there is a need to explore effective tactical, operational, and strategic exploration on the final frontier of warfare. We cannot keep twiddling our thumbs while China zooms ahead. We cannot match China, but must have capabilities to protect our space assets, the Indian Daily Times of India quoted as the official as saying while providing the rationale behind conducting such a drill. And you see, so there's India being involved. Then also, here's a little taste right here. United Kingdom enters laser weapons race. Ministry of Defense announced that it seeks developers of laser and radio frequency guided weapons to shoot down drones and other enemy threats. The concept is not new. The United States first employed non-lethal lasers in military service in 2014, largely to disable enemy electrical sensors, and the United Kingdom spent $37 million on a laser prototype in 2017. So the UK is going to get into it. Now, China outlines space war plans. People's Liberation Army white paper confirms space operations as a strategic priority for confronting the U.S. This is out of freebeacon.com. Freebeacon.com. China outlines space war plans. And this is quite a lengthy article. I think you might want to read up on it because you're going to have to understand that you're not going to get necessarily zapped by the nuclear weapon, although that is still in the fore of things. You see, that's still a possibility. But you may get zapped by a laser or a particle beam weapon or just some electromagnetic device or whatever. And don't go do it, but you understand if anybody ever tell you, you don't want to go hang out around some big radio transformer or radio antenna or a radio station. You can't do that because of the danger from the radio frequency, from the radio waves, from the nasty stuff. It'll take you out. I got popped with it from a portable from a helicopter. And the whole half of my right side of my body was numb for over 6 months, going almost to a year. And right now at this very moment, as I talk about it, my right leg is almost in that same position as it was back then. Now, here's the ex-United States Air Force Secretary. Why are they even talking to her? I don't know why. Former Secretary of the U.S. Air Force, Heather Wilson, offered a glimpse into the mission of an experimental space plane to an audience last week, revealing that the X-37B space plane can pull off maneuvers in space that drives potential adversaries nuts. She's talking about how it, as it orbits real close to the atmosphere, and they also call it the orbital test vehicle, you see. Apparently it can make a turn and zap back through into the atmosphere real quick. Well, this is the outer court or the outside public look, like NASA is the public window under the space program that originally was called DISC, Defense Intelligence Space Command. Wernher von Braun worked for DISC at Army Redstone Rocket Base in Alabama, outside of Birmingham, you know. And I knew somebody who actually used to be down there when he was a kid, and his daddy worked with him, and they used to all come over to the backyard, you know, for barbecue, hamburgers, and hot dogs, you see. And he used to talk to Wernher von Braun and other of the Nazi scientist contingents and the good American scientists. Brother Greg Evenson had connections through his uncle or whatever, through Redstone Army, you know, rocket base down there, Redstone Arsenal. Quite interesting. I met different people. And then, of course, you've had all the different people. I've known several people who knew Dr. Teller, Dr. Edwin Teller. And they tell a much different story about what he told them, because somebody, Dr. Teller, went to their high school science fair project that he won based on Tesla experiments that he was doing way back in the beginning, end of time. Way back, long ago, far away. And I've known another person or two that also knew Teller. And Teller and some of these guys wanted to use all this scalar weaponry and all this zero-point energy. They wanted to use it, for the most part, for a more peaceful means. And yes, Dr. Teller invented the hydrogen bomb, but he really didn't necessarily want to use that. Nor did he want to use all of the space technology. He wanted to do and use it for good. Anyway, so the outer court was NASA. The inner court was Defense Intelligence Space Command. And it was Army. It wasn't Air Force then, because it was Army Air Force. And then it was at Fort Bliss, Texas. Okay? And then it was at the White Sands, you see. And that's where all those Nazi paperclip scientists went out there. We're getting into Star Wars right now, ladies and gentlemen. Star Wars is already active. Not necessarily what Ronald Reagan called the Star Wars, although elements of this were developed under his watch and with the money that was invested back then. So you may see craft appear in the skies. They may be United States craft. They could be craft from China. They could be craft from Russia. All right? They could be Vimanas from India. And they could also be fallen angel spacecraft. Well, Hawk, fallen angels are there. They're the, you know, fallen angels. They don't have to have a craft. If you've fallen and you've lost your first estate, as Brother Quayle has said for so many years, then you can no longer travel like an angel would travel. But you're going to have to use technology to travel, although you could still be a super evil genius in a sense, you see. I'll tell you what, if you haven't read, you know, Enoch, the book of Enoch, then you should read the book of Enoch. And you should read Brother Quayle's Genesis 6 Giants and the second Giants book. And then his Aliens and Fallen Angels book. And you contact Brother Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Or you can go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. and go up there and click on his book section and read about the books and order you up two or three of them to understand them if you're new to this broadcast and you know, don't necessarily know who Steve Quayle is. You can also, some people can go up there, have that as a bookmark. We now have a button up there. It says, listen to Hawk Radio Live. Listen live Hawk Radio. You click through and then you get what you're listening to it on right now, which is, you know, see what we got, whatever it is. Let me just double check. I want to make sure what it is because that way it's GS Radio. GSradio.net, www.gsradio.net, and then it goes /shows/hawk. And then up there, as you well know, there's Windows Media, WinApp, mobile devices, or the pop-up player. And then the archives are there as well. If you have somebody that you want to turn on to the broadcast, give them that link. So anyway, that is the key to this thing, is to understand what we're really going into. And then if you understand that, and that fallen angels have already come back onto this planet, into the Antarctic regions, Brother Evenson had information about that, Brother Quayle's had information. And, you know, Buzz Aldrin and every single person high level in the United States government, military, intel, also the heads of the Russian Orthodox Church, a number of different people went down to Antarctica to see what they've discovered under the ice, the technology down there. And then, as I recall, Buzz Aldrin, you know, this has been back a few years again, he had to be taken out of there on a medical flight to New Zealand or somewhere pretty quick, or wherever he went, to South America or wherever he went to. And he gave some sort of a, as I recall, at the time, I don't have a copy of it to read from here. At the time, he was a little bit concerned about how Nazied up it had gotten underneath down there. Well, if you read Brother Quayle's Empire Beneath the Ice, you'll understand, won't you? So we got all of that going on. We also have the S-400 versus the F-35. Well, you see, we got now today one report or so, a possibility that Erdogan may have had a heart attack in Turkey. Torgarma may have had a heart attack. And Turkey was trying to buy the F-35 fighter jets of the United States, the fifth generation stealth jets. But they're also buying the S-400 system from the Russians. And consequently, what that would allow the Russians to do would be to take a look at our F-35 real close up, you see. And take a look at how they could combat them. U.S. military officials have repeatedly warned that Turkey's purchase of Russia's S-400 anti-aircraft system could compromise the F-35 fighter jet. In June, for example, General Todd Walters, who leads U.S. European Command, offered this explanation. You cannot operate an F-35 in the vicinity of an S-400. They won't talk to each other. And what the two systems will attempt to do, certainly S-400 against the F-35, is attempt to exploit the F-35's capabilities. I can tell you that we aren't interested in sharing the F-35's capabilities from a radar perspective or from an operational perspective with the Russians. Now it says, yet Israel F-35s have operated near S-400s deployed to Syria. And I've heard this talked about and discussed, well, that's because the Russians are really on the side of the Israelis. And they've given up the Iranians and given up the Syrians. No, the Israelis have their own systems. They bought F-35. They may have installed additional or retrofitted it with additional equipment, or what I just read to you, the two systems cannot operate an F-35 in the vicinity of an S-400. They won't talk to each other. The S-400 may be able to see sometimes the F-35, but it can't necessarily lock onto it and target it. Or the Israelis have added additional electronics on that allows them to fly close to the flame, like a moth close to the flame, and to fly up into Syria and hit and strike targets up there. And then also with their missiles, you see, you always hear about one thing, but you didn't hear about Israel's latest missile attack in the South Syria hit a new Iranian intelligence post that had an overview of northern Israel. And they nailed that. Well, then the next day or so here, you see, Iran launches the Shahab 3, which is about a 620, 650-mile thing, which could hit Israel or U.S. bases in the Middle East. Now, if you remember this show from the very beginning, 2004, I told you that my information back then was that the Iranians had approximately 40 nuclear warheads back then that they bought on the black market, or that they got from the Russians or Red Chinese or from the Norks or whoever they got them from. And then Brother Quayle, if you recall, I even read it to you on air back a few weeks ago, but that piece of paper has disappeared in a pile of papers I had, where I believe it was 97 that they launched a missile in a test and exploded a nuclear weapon back then. Then Brother Quayle had that on a server, on an email server that he preserved, but he thought he'd lost it all. But you can't go and find that story anymore. It's gone, even from the Wayback Machine. So we're about ready to go to war. About ready to go to war, and then I'm going to tell you what. We've got all kind of scenarios going on with the economy, and you have, you see, we didn't really grow at 3%. Trump, it's terrible. We need to get the Democrats in, right, so they can raise your taxes 70%. They're already starting to work quietly on taking out another lug out of your payroll tax right now, okay? That's going around through the House as we speak, you see. Here it is on the Breitbart. Job Creators Network member warns Democrats are quietly trying to pass a massive payroll tax increase. Oh, yeah. Got the lowest unemployment for blacks, lowest unemployment for Hispanics, lowest unemployment for Asians, you know, ever. And the lowest unemployment for at least 50 or 60 years for women. So what is it that the Democrats want to do? The demon communist rats want to have an open border, bring everybody in, so we can lower the wages of everybody. Well, let me got a little bit of a, you know, heads up for the Congress people there. We could hire 5 Salvadorans to take your place there, Ocasio-Cortez. 5 or 6, 7 to take Pelosi's place easily. And all the head of CNN and all that, we can get, what's his name? The good guy out of Mexico City, Jaime, I can't think of his last name. The guy does all the UFO reports on the 60 Minutes of Mexico. We can put him on and let him run Fox or CNN or NBC or whatever it is. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's fixing to get really, really, really real. Now, let me tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? You want to keep old Hawk in the game? Then I can use your assistance, believe me. You can email me, RadioHawk777 radiohawk@hotmail.com. Radiohawk777 at hotmail.com. And I try to answer, you know. And, yeah, that's a good point. Crazy Horse just emailed me. Maybe Israel got rid of the Chinese chips, microchips on the F-35. You're exactly right, Crazy Horse. So anyway, you can also reach me and send me mail, a card, a letter, whatever. And if you can put something in there, I certainly can use it and it'd be most needed and wanted. Better reserve notes, $1, $5, $20, whatever it is. Silver dollar, silver coin, you know, of some sort of silver quarter, silver dime, you know. Ounce of silver, whatever it might be. Check or money order, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and just protect you against all evil. Now, I'm telling you, you want to know here something interesting? What is that Americans spent the most money on in the second quarter of this year? You might think it's this one or that one or the other one, but you want to know what it was? The main driver of spending in the second quarter, for some inexplicable reason, in quarter two, the American consumer was scrambling to buy recreational vehicles, RVs, in the second quarter. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people who are buying bug-out vehicles, you see. And also some other people, some of the millennials and also older people, everybody of all different ages, are starting to understand that they need to lower their overhead. Their standard of living will be much greater in terms of travel, what they can do, if their overhead is very low through a tiny house type of program or, you know, or through an RV that can be towed, you know, by a truck or driven if you've got the one that's, you know, a driving type RV, you know, a van or the larger vehicles that are up to those big giant buses if you got all the money. But you can take those wherever you want to go, and with the different ease of banking these days, you can park that by the seashore in the wintertime, and then you can park it by the fall leaves or in a nice cool Upper Peninsula, Michigan, or somewhere in the or in the Rockies in the summertime, you see. And always have a good view, have access through your computer and all that type of items and your cell phones, and you can live on the road or just live where you live now. And usually you can find a deal in a local RV park somewhere, and you can go outside of town and get one where it's got some, you know, trees and woods and that kind of stuff, but still maybe has a convenience store and where you can order pizza or something there on the hoop and get your mail and all that kind of stuff. You can probably find one for about $500 a month. Well, that's a lot less than having some kind of a mortgage of $5,000 a month or $2,000 a month or $6,000 a month or whatever it is. Or out in the East Coast, in the Northeast, you know, you might have a small three-bedroom house that's, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, you know. Whereas you come into the Midwest or into the South, you're not going to have that much. You got to California, same thing. For, $5,000 a month, you can get a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco, walk down and step in human excrement, get hepatitis A, and then have somebody jab you with their heroin needle as you go around the corner, and they'll give you AIDS, you see. So what I'm trying to say is, second quarter, Americans spent the most money on what I would call bug-out vehicles, okay? Now, that is quite an interesting statistic if you want to think about it. The other thing I would also alert you to, and I'm going to tell you, listen to this. This is from Big League Politics. More Ebola preparations are underway as CDC and New York City quietly brace for Congo. That's the, you know, Congo in Africa, for Congo migrant surge. The nonprofit Greenville Health System in South Carolina recently published a job posting for an emergency preparedness program manager whose qualifications should include familiarity with Ebola grants. The posting date was July 8, 2019. Greenville's private health system now joins a variety of federal, state, and city government agencies quietly preparing for Ebola, including the Center for Disease Control, or Creation, and New York City, which started preparing for an Ebola outbreak as migrants from disease-ridden Congo make their way to the U.S. southern border. Texas is now home to a surge of Congo migrants who crossed the border with more migrants on their way. So I'm going to tell you what, you need to worry about what Lord Jesus told us to look for. Matthew 24. If you have not read it, I'm not going to read it again to you tonight other than just to say, war, rumors of war, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, no kidding, when you got Star Wars, tectonic weapons, electromagnetic weapons flashing back and forth over the pole, and giant triangular craft being seen going into, it's always under the ice, you see. Greenland, you see. And then if you look, and Brother Quayle has been out in the Cascades. Won't tell you exactly where he's been, but he's been up there in the Cascades, and they've been shooting footage out of helicopters. Brother Quayle, if you don't know him, he gets strapped deal around his waist. He'll lean out the side of the helicopter and take those gorgeous shots. You may have seen some of his stuff in his website, his photos of the day from Yellowstone and Glacier National Park and various places. He's an excellent photographer. He's a world-class photographer. So we've got a lot of things going on, just as Lord Jesus told us that he would, and that you would see it. And I'm going to tell you, let me just read something right here, maybe, see if that sparks our interest again. Okay. I want to go over here to Revelations real quick. All right, where we got them here? I think you got to read Revelations tonight after you read Matthew 24 and Matthew 25 and Luke 21. And oh, interestingly so, did you see the plague of grasshoppers? Oh, I wouldn't say locusts because they are technically grasshoppers there. The plague of grasshoppers at Las Vegas. And you recall what Dmitry Dudeman said about the different places that were going to be taken out by the Russians in a war that was to come. Vegas is one of them. I believe Miami, New York City, and several of the other cities were no more, you see. And then you look at Henry Gruber's predictions and visions. Just incredible. And you see them and their deal where the Chinese and the Russians have come together. And they invade and they come into the United States and they start killing stuff until massive amounts of lava start raining. Well, guess what? There's about four active volcanoes right now in the Cascadia, all right? Washington State, Oregon, Northern California, all up through there, you see. Just incredible. And I'm going to tell you, what is prophesied by the Lord Jesus and in the Bible, and incidentally, Revelations, you see, is the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, you see. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast, you see. I'm telling you, Revelation is something else. Just incredible. You know, I'll tell you what. If you want to see what's getting ready to come, you'll just have to read the Bible. And when you see the chief men, the mighty men, all the people, the big guys, the big shots, heading to the caves and heading to the bunkers, and stuff starts to rain down from up above, well, I'm going to tell you what. They're going to cry out, you see. And you're not going to make it through here, I'm going to tell you, unless you're right with the Lord Jesus. And I'm just going to tell you the way I've always told you. Just repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. Believe on him and you're going to have an everlasting life with him in heaven. And the power of the blood of Jesus will start to wash you clean. You might be awfully dirty. It'll take a little while, but I'm telling you what. If you're out there and you're backslid, do you hear me? I'm telling you, it's Friday night. You're already in your cups or you're in your smoke or you're in your needle or whatever it is. If you're out there and you're backslid, then stop it right now. Even in the midst of what you're doing and just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come and visit me and come into my heart. Be my Savior. Let him know what you're doing or what you've done and to ask him to come in and to wash you clean with his blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus, I'm just going to tell you. And ladies and gentlemen, go to stevequayle.com and check his books out and get the hardback books while you can still and pass them on to your family and to your children. And I'm also going to tell you, have you seen all of the up at stevequayle.com? You'll also see Susan Duclos has a story that amplifies what we started talking about with Lady J. from the Smokies and the Blue Ridge reported back on July 11th or 12th on air when I told you about it. Then that was put out on Steve's Alert. We've been talking about, you know, food supplies, you know, going bye-bye. And she showed us and alerted us to the, in the mountains, in the rural areas of the Walmarts missing all kind of canned goods. And now you can see that on the 23rd or 24th. That story at All News Network or whatever that Steve Quayle's got posted at stevequayle.com is one of his stories. You'll go down there and see all of the different items. And it's not just Walmart. I've heard Meyer stores, Fred Meyer, and different ones like that. And other local chains and stuff are starting to see shortages of this food, shortages of that food. And then the very fact that gardens don't seem to be growing as well this year. Even my old buddy, Diane, up there in the old stagecoach stop. And my other buddy, one of the toughest grandmas you ever want to see, Mina, down in Florida, her garden just got burnt up. And then now, talking to different people in Florida, it's just raining. There's, I guess, signs that are kind of using foul language, but the ducks are... You got a picture of a duck under an umbrella saying, you know what, to the rain, you know. The duck is tired of the rain. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to get as much pure water filtration equipment, the Berkeys, the Pures, the Katadynes, all the different good ones. But then be redundant. Go ahead and get the chlorine microcrystals or the aerobic 7 or the oxygenation materials or the halozone tablets or whatever the different items, the iodine tablets, whatever it is, and get two or three different ones and then get a bunch of them so that you can provide clean water for your children and your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, or your neighbors. And then you need to be getting as much long-term storage food as you can, but also go ahead and get you the canned goods. There are canned goods, like, for instance, from Yoder's, the Yoder's bacon, Yoder's beef chunks, those kind of things. Those cans, they sell, will last you 15 or 20 years. Long-term storage food will last 20, 25 years, but I'll tell you, it'll last probably longer than that. And then you can do your own canning. You can also take grains and legumes and beans and stuff. You can put them in your own food grade, class A food grade buckets. Put them in there with oxygen absorbers and put the spin-on special lid to tighten them up real good. Then it also makes them easier to get off. But you can also get canned goods, regular canned goods, which they say, well, Hawk, those have got a date on them. Well, let me tell you what. That's the date on those canned goods just as there to let you know when it has 100% of the RDA listed on the side. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Keep getting more food, more water. Those antibiotics for the fish. Not to go all